Dude, it was an assault with a deadly weapon right there,
So
man.
she's beating him. He's trying to, fend her off. She's screaming. And now I didn't see it. Some of the neighbors said she had on like this feather scarf or I don't know. She had something feathery. And they said it looked like a
Looked like a
chicken
giant
with
chicken.
rabies just going nuts in the
This
truck.
giant chicken was attacking him.
And she's
Oh.
beating him.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Going to the chapel, and we're gonna get married. It's almost wedding week.
Listen, here's what I want to say. I've been wearing the same dress for like 4 days because all my clothes that I like are packed.
It's so funny because I'm like looking at stuff and going, oh, I don't want to wear that because I'm going to take that.
I know.
Will I have time to wash that? Will it have
Exactly. Once the laundry like got done on last Friday, I was just throwing stuff. Yeah, I'm like, don't wear that. So all my
Yep.
favorite things are. So I've been in this raggedy dress for 4 days. Tim's like, you're wearing that dress again?
I'm wearing it in the car tomorrow,
I'm
all the
like,
way to Florida.
no, I do have a different one. I do have a different one
Okay.
for that, but I can't wear it now because I'm wearing the car. You guys, such problems. Welcome. Let's just get in because that's all going in.
Let's go. It is. What are we? We are episode 43?
Yeah. No,
Three?
three. I think
Three.
43.
43.
Yeah, episode 43.
Okay.
So, yeah, as Joni was saying, we're crazy packing over here and doing all the things and on the countdown. Really, that's all I've been doing. I really don't have anything else. I've been it occurred to me last week, sometime in the middle of last week, I was like, oh, like I hadn't thought about makeup for the wedding because I'm happy with what but I
Right.
was like, I usually, right now I'm just kind of, I have a few regular foundations and but I use a lot of just CC creams and tinted, and those don't last. Those don't, they just
Right.
don't
They don't
last.
last.
They don't
Yeah.
last. So it's not like I'm trying to be like, top model on the cover of whatever, but I want it to last. And it's going to be
Yeah.
Florida and it's going to be July, in case I haven't mentioned that.
It's going to melt.
It's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. So I'm like, oh, shoot, maybe I need to like,
I'm already going to look like a French fried poodle. I'm just going to
listen.
tell you down there.
Well, I have to have pictures made. So, we're just hoping that there's some kind of face. So I kicked it into high gear and was like, okay, what do I do? So I went to, of course, the YouTube and, just tried to search like long lasting, foundation just to get some recommendations. 'Cause, there's a thousand. I don't, I, whatever. And I'm willing to pay. I'm willing to get one of the nice ones. I'm willing to go high end, and get something nice. If it'll do the job. So I did a little research, got some ideas, and then when you're in a big city like St. Louis, bigger city, you go to the Sephora and you get samples. So I got samples of different ones and had foundation all up my arms, testing colors. I mean, I looked like a complete lunatic. But got a bunch of sample, because
Okay.
that's the only way, because you cannot spend. I mean, these are
No,
like
right.
40,
Yeah.
50, but
Yeah.
some of these, you again, I'm willing to get one that's one that I'm gonna want, but mama can't afford. And I would just bring them back. See, that's the thing. If I bought all those and tried them and didn't like them, I'd just return them. So it would be a waste for everybody. So got me some samples, and every day I've been trying a new whatever with the same primer underneath. And that's the thing too. I'm like, oh, I've got this really good primer I never use. I'm like, I better use this stuff because that's what's supposed to make it stick better.
Right.
So that's what I've been doing. So every day I have a different face. I've got Estee Lauder. double wear on today, and it's pretty nice. And the length, so far the winter that I'm liking the best is this one's good, but it's not the end of the day yet. Lancome Tint Idéal.
What?
Tint Idéal by Lancome. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's what it's called. I don't know what kind of dolls that you play with up there.
Tinted doll. But. Which is supposed, you know, I've heard about this foundation for a while, and I've, you know, always been like, well, I don't need anything like that. But that was very good.
Okay.
This one's very good.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see which one we, but they stay, they do stay. Like, it's amazing when you actually do the stuff that, you know, the steps and the stuff you're supposed to do. And you get a good foundation and kind of, and a setting spray. I bought a new fancy spray. Y'all, I'm doing all of it. I put on the same like makeup look every day, like on the skin, like the little bit of blush, a little contour, you know, little, so I can just test the same thing. I'm very scientific.
Do you do any of the contouring?
Not on a regular, but for like a fancier makeup look, I'll do a little just right here on my hollows of my cheeks. And maybe just a little extra on the brush up of my forehead, just, you know, kind of round that out. But that's,
of course, look, that's it. I've been doing my makeup the same way that I've been doing my makeup my entire life. I am not an artist, but I see all these things like on Snapchat and Instagram and stuff where these girls are taking their makeup. I mean, a complete alteration of their face. Oh, they don't even look the same.
That kind of freaks me out. Freaks me out. Like, it's amazing, but it's kind of like, that's like false advertising, man.
It is. You know, I feel sorry for those boys.
You get home and take that stuff off, and it's like, oh, where'd she go?
No.
She gone. So, yeah, that's a little much. I did find the contouring. And I do like it. Like I said, I like it a little bit on the cheek, right? You know, and the cheek hollows of the cheek and whatnot. But it's so hard to find, you know, the right color because it's all orangey and weird and I can't. But I found one that I really, really like. And I should probably link that somewhere. It's that Makeup by Mario is the brand. It's at Sephora and I guess online and all that. I'm writing it down so I remember. And I don't know what it is, but it's this little compact. I guess it's like a cream. I use a lot of cream products too. I have a few powders, but we need to stay away from that right now. And so it's a compact. I guess it's a contour, and I don't know the color, but it looks really dark and scary in the pan. You're like, oh.
I'm just thinking if I used a cream blush, I'd look like Bozo the Clown.
No, you wouldn't. They're good now.
Okay.
No, the cream the cream stuff is much better now. It's not like it was back in the day where it was so color, thick. Like so much color.
Concentrated. More, yes.
Thank you. Things are more sheer. But this Mario whatever, it's a really good color. It's very scary in the pan. You're like, oh my goodness, I'm going to get canceled if I put this on my face. But you won't because it's very light and it blends in great. There you go.
Well, okay.
That's all I got. That's makeup.
Speaking of makeup, I got a story for you.
Give it to me. I'm ready.
All right. So here's your life in a little small river town. There was a wreck in town.
Oh.
A little spicy wreck. So here's the
deal.
What
does that mean? A spicy
wreck?
Well,
spicy wreck, I'm going to tell you. Oh, okay. So there are a couple of, well, they're not kids. They're kids to me, but a couple of grown adults who got married a few years ago, and they both are from wealthy families, both pretty spoiled. Kelly Ann more so than Chip. And by that, let me give you a little background so I can just paint you a whole clear picture.
I want the whole picture for the book.
So Kelly Ann is getting married. She goes, she gets a wedding dress, beautiful, designer, expensive wedding dress. Mm-hmm. It's fitted. It is on the mannequin displayed in her bedroom. I mean, it's ready to go.
Mm.
A month before the wedding, she finds a wedding dress that she likes better.
Oh.
And So her bridesmaids are there, her dad is there, her mama is there, and her daddy tells her, "No, you already have a wedding dress."
Right. That you
She
can't return,
pitches, "You
like
can't work." No, it's already,
right.
that's
Yeah, we're
made to
not
fit
talking like
her.
she just wanted
No.
another one and you can return it and it's all
Right.
fine.
No,
Yeah,
no.
yeah.
It is, when I say designer, I mean it
Okay.
is made for her.
Okay.
She has an ever-loving 3-year-old temper tantrum, fall down on the floor, beating her fist on the floor, screaming, crying, "Daddy, you don't love me. Daddy, you don't
Oh.
love me." She, that still doesn't work. She starts rolling around, and when she,
Stop it.
I'm not joking. No,
I
I'm telling,
can't.
this is the God's honest truth. She rolls into a display of bridesmaids' dresses and
Oh,
knocks
this is
those
at the
over.
store?
Yes, this is at the store.
Oh, I thought we were at
No,
home.
we're not at home. We are full-fledged in the store.
Okay.
Knocks over a whole, display of bridesmaids' dresses, things, and finally her dad gives in, gets her another wedding dress.
Hence
And
the reason
so
this is happening.
now I don't know, but they said that she wasn't sure what dress she was going to wear until the morning of the wedding.
Okay.
Okay. So
Okay.
we got the picture here. Well, Chip's dad has handed him down the business. Years go by. How life is. He's busy. They had two kids. And when I say two, had two kids, they were 10 months apart. And the way that their birthdays fell, they honestly could have been in the same grade at school.
Oh my, okay.
So
Irish twins.
he's busy. She's, busy with kids, fatigued, So here's the whole picture. Well, Chip's had an affair, and everybody in town knows it, but Amy decides that Kellyanne needs to know it. And so she's going to tell her. But she thinks sending that via a text message is a good idea. So they are on their way home from Kellyanne's mama's house, and all of a sudden her phone goes Well, and that's when it happened.
And
That
she's in
girl,
the car with her
she's in the
husband.
car. They're in his truck. That girl takes off her stiletto heel and
Oh,
she starts beating the crap out of him
that'll
going down the
hurt.
road. Oh yeah, and when I say stiletto, y'all, I'm not too,
Oh.
I mean the girl hadn't worn less than 6 inches since she was 9 years old. I mean,
Oh.
even like to a pool party,
She was up was
she's
an assault with a deadly weapon right there,
so
man.
she yeah, she's beating him. He's trying to, fend her off. She's screaming. And now I didn't see it. Some of the neighbors said she had on like this feather scarf or I don't know. She had something feathery. And they said it looked like a
Looked like a
chicken
giant
with
chicken.
rabies just going nuts in the truck.
This giant chicken was attacking him.
And she's
Oh.
beating him. Well, I don't know why he didn't break. Of course, I guess in that situation, you don't know what's going
Well,
on, what to do, because all of a sudden she's just gone berserk.
oh my
And
word.
so anyway, he finally he drives off the road in through the yard. He runs over Miss Virginia's hydrangeas through their fence.
Oh, not the hydrangeas.
She nearly barely misses Mr. Harold on the lawnmower and then falls straight into the pool. So at this point, everybody in the neighborhood is like coming out and people are
Oh,
walking
of
out to
course, because
see.
this is what you do.
Because
This is
this
what you
is,
do.
there's a dang truck in a
Absolutely.
pool. Something's
Absolutely.
people
We
are
have to check it
screaming.
out.
So Miss Virginia goes in and gets some lemonade for the neighbors, and
Oh.
Miss Dorothy had a cake. So she brings the cake. They're having this whole little soiree out there while all this is going on. And Miss Dorothy said, "You're speaking of makeup. Kellyanne, as a good Southern girl, wears a whole lot of makeup. I mean,
Okay.
a
Got
whole
that
lot.
full face going
She's
on.
got the
Okay.
full face."
Okay.
So Miss Dorothy said those fake eyelashes were hanging off, and mascara. She
Oh
said there was
no.
so much mascara running down her face that when she came up out of that pool, she looked like a black widow spider.
Oh.
And
with one stiletto in her hand. Feathers are all matted down. All feathers.
Anyway,
oh no. So this is horrible.
That's just life.
That's right out of like a movie. That needs to be in one of those, like, that's got Steel Magnolias and all that written all over it.
It's just that's, Southern life. Y'all are, small town.
Y'all are crazy down there. I know. I live in a city where there's. I think the difference is I just don't know about the crazy. I think
right.
There's well, all the crazy, but I don't know about it because it's not crazy in my circle of people.
Well, and see, and you're so spread out. This would be like your circle of people all being around you.
Right.
You know, so.
Right. I don't know what's going on with anybody.
Oh, anyway, yeah.
Well, that is a spicy accident.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
So how'd they get the truck out of the.
Well, they had to call the wrecker.
And pull it up out of the pool. That pool was probably damaged.
Oh, there's no telling what kind of. Probably not lawsuits, but insurance.
I don't even know. Well, that makes me think. So, like I said, that would make a good movie, which made me think of Steel Magnolias. And like I just told you, I think last week I watched the Divine Sisterhood of the Ya-Ya's or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that has Sandra Bullock in it. She's the young. And do you know how old Sandra Bullock is now?
She's got to be 60.
She's 58.
Okay.
How is Sandy Bullock 58 years old? I don't think I even, to be honest, I don't think I really realized, which
Holly,
it does make.
What? You're 51.
Two.
You're 52.
Am I?
You're
I think
52.
I just turned 52. I know, but I guess I didn't really realize she was older than us.
Yeah.
But she, I mean, when I think back on it.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't realize she was
older
than
us. Well, and it's odd, too, when because we watch old movies, right? I mean, I'm not up to date on, I rarely go, we watch old movies. So you're seeing, it's just like kids, kids should look the same as they did the last time you saw them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got Johnny, you know, 8-year-old Johnny over here, and then all of a sudden you see him and he's 15, and you're like, what the heck just happened here?
Right.
And I think it's the same thing with like stars when you don't see them and.
But she looks good. She doesn't look 58.
She's from Hollywood.
Well, I know, but you know, and she always has she's aged well. Like she's pretty. I don't know if she's had stuff done or whatever, but it looks good on her.
And,
right, she looks good. But I just saw that somewhere on Instagram. I was going through something, and they're like Sandra Bullock 58. I'm like, what in the world? What's happening right here? So that threw me off. I will say I did have the other night, oh my gosh, I had my first and hopefully last wedding stress dream. So I don't know. It was just a crazy night. I didn't sleep. Like I woke up feeling just like not rested and terrible. All I know is I'm getting ready for the wedding, although it was different people with me. I don't know what's going on. And I've got all my stuff to get ready because, of course, that's all I've been doing is packing and doing stuff. And I can't find my straight iron. I cannot find my straight iron anywhere for my hair. And then I'm walking down like I'm ready to go, but my hair is up in a towel and it's soaking wet. And I'm like, oh, dang, I didn't even dry my hair. So I go back in and then that's when I'm trying to frantically find my hot iron. And there's some couple trying to help me and I'm late and Tim's already ready. They're already ready and I'm late. And earlier in the dream too, my front tooth just fell right out my head.
I do know what that means, actually.
That does mean I've had that. I used to have that pretty often, my teeth coming out. So go ahead and analyze it.
Well, that is when there are big changes going on in your life. Okay. And so I would dream, like, especially as I was graduating college and, you know,
that
different.
Your teeth, you start wiggling a tooth and it just comes
out.
No,
mine would be that they would just, like, shatter. Like, I would like, clench my teeth or something, they just shatter.
Oh.
And, but anytime you're losing tooth, because your tooth is something permanent in your life.
Right, okay.
And so
except,
when...
Yeah, except that, the first set's not, but, you know.
Well, no, yeah, but no, yeah. But you're not dreaming about losing your baby tooth.
No, it was my front tooth. It was my wriggle front tooth right there, and it just popped out, and Tim was with me, and I was like, oh, no. What am I...
It's
to the point
permanent.
Where I woke up... And in my sleep,
yes.
I was so distressed because I'm like,
yes.
Oh no. And then I felt with my tongue, I'm like, oh wait.
Okay, it's still there.
Oh no, it's still there.
It's still there. It is. It's horrible. It's a horrible
It's
dream
very real.
To have.
Yeah. And it seemed, it, yeah, I used to,
yeah,
I've definitely had them before throughout the years, and I knew that it meant something kind of.
It's when permanent things in your life are. I had it like before I got married, I would have those dreams, you know, big, when things that are permanent in your life start to change.
I can't imagine.
That's the dream that you have is
none of that going on over here. Yeah. Everything's fine. Nobody's graduated. Nobody's getting married. It's fine. So, but I'm happy to report I do have a tooth. It's there. It's all good. But man, it freaked me out. I was like, Tim, what are we going to do? Like, I have no tooth in the front of my head.
Well, all I know is I have my airline tickets, I have my car reserved, and I have my...
And you've got a place to stay.
I have a place to stay. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what I'm wearing.
That's... But... You'll pull it together. I believe in you. You've got your swim cover-ups and your caftans. That's really all
I may
all
wear
that...
a caftan to the wedding, and I need Cracker Barrel. I need to go shop at Cracker Barrel.
I told you they had so many cute things.
I know.
Where's the closest one to you?
Florence.
Corinth,
actually.
Oh, Florence. Okay.
Florence, yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe Corinth. I don't know. I bet I'm going to go to Florence.
Okay.
Tomorrow, maybe. No.
Okay.
I don't know.
Get down in there. Get you.
Anyway.
Dress. So. Oh my gosh.
So. Anyway, Caleb has an MRI today.
Oh, that's right. That's right for his hand. Mm-hmm. He done hurt his thumb.
Yeah. Yeah. No good story. He was turning the pool filter knob, and his hand went one way, and his thumb went the other.
Ooh, yeah.
So. Mm.
That was
anyway,
a while
we'll
ago,
see.
Too, so it's, you know, it's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, they're
so.
Not in a hurry.
Well, he's means, not in excruciating pain. No. It's not something that's causing more of an issue, so I guess they just figure.
So, well, let me do you a favor today.
Okay.
Let's cut this one kind of short if you don't have, you know, anything you just really want to discuss so that you can get on and get everything packed and ready and head that way. So, I've got a recipe, and you've got top three.
I do.
Now, let's tell people, what is your plan for next? Are we skipping a designer cornbread episode?
No, I think we can do. I think we can do next week. We will definitely skip. You know, if that changes or something, I'll definitely let you know. Like, if I'm feeling crazy, I will definitely. But I know we'll have some stuff going on. But if we can get it in, I'm going to bring my mic, and I'm already bringing my computer, and that's really all I need. So,
okay.
Yeah, I think we will go ahead. And again, it might be a little short one or something, but we can do that.
You
and
can
then
broadcast
the next week,
from the beach.
I can just go right out there and be like,
in your
hey,
thong.
Stop with that. That's so disturbing. No, but I got to go get some SPF lip stuff too, because my lips always get, it's a lot. It's a lot of going on. I did have one quick thing, not anything big, but it's just I did happen to look on the Megan report. Megan the sea turtle, there's nothing. I just wanted to let people know she's still in that bay in Cuba. She needs to start moving along. If she's going to get to the wedding.
If she gets to the wedding.
So that's all I got.
It's not looking good.
It's not looking great because she doesn't go real fast. She's not.
We should all make turtle noises to get her.
Turtle calls?
Turtle calls.
What would that be? I don't know what that would sound like, but. You were mental. All right. Give us your recipe.
Okay.
Please,
so
make it a good one.
My mama's recipe. It's actually not my mama's recipe, but she's been making it. And so to me, it is my mama's recipe.
Okay.
And it is your favorite thing that my mama cooks or makes. Mm-hmm. And this is cherry berries on a cloud.
First of all, the name is just, I love the name. I love
cherry berries on a cloud.
Cherry berries on a cloud. It's just the best name.
It is. Now, I did a little research and I found out this is actually a recipe from Betty Crocker from 1971.
Oh, really? I would have thought it was earlier than that. Okay.
1971. So last week I gave y'all an easy recipe to do with your squash. Y'all, there is nothing easy about this. This takes about 2 or 3 days to make.
It does, but don't be scared.
So don't be scared
Don't be
because it
scared.
is worth every ounce of your effort, I am here to tell you. But
Yes.
you're basically going to make a meringue base and you cook it and you have to leave it. I think it cooks for an hour and then you leave it in the oven for 12 hours.
Right, and
Once it's cooked, you
that's
just,
why it takes a long
yeah.
time because you have to do the meringue ahead. So,
And you turn your oven off and you
and it
just let
kind
it
of
sit in
forms
there.
that harder, kind of a little crispier, hard
Right.
meringue, but still
Right.
soft. Okay, that's the
And
cloud. That's the cloud, y'all.
that's the cloud.
That's the cloud.
And then you make, actually, I don't have my notes in front of me. And then you make just another kind of filling with cream cheese and whipping cream, I
That's
believe. Anyway,
more of the cloud. That's more cloud.
it's more cloud.
I
It's
love the
a
cloud.
big cloud.
It's
Yeah.
a big fluffy cloud.
JB doesn't like the cherry berries. He likes the cloud as
Okay.
well.
Just yeah, okay.
So yeah, that's it. I mean, and then it has to, you've got to let that sit in the refrigerator. You spread that on top of your
On the
meringue,
meringue.
on the
Okay.
meringue. And yeah, so here it is. Your filling is your 2 packages. Okay, 2 packages of 3 ounce cream cheese. We just use an 8 ounce
Oh, okay.
cream
Yeah,
cheese.
make
We
life
just get
easy.
one. Yep. A cup of sugar, teaspoon of vanilla, 2 cups of whipping cream, and 2 cups of marshmallows.
Oh, see,
Yeah.
y'all, it's a
So
big
it's a
fluffy
cloud.
cloud. It
It is a
really
cloud.
is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
So, but, and let me say this too. When you're making your meringue base, you really want to make sure that you've got a good stiff peaks going. I mean, you don't want to underbeat it. So,
Okay.
because you want it to be good and
And this
fluffy.
is all put it you do this in like a 9 by 13
9
pan,
by
right?
13
So
pan.
right, 'cause then so
Yes.
people can get an idea. You're not doing individual little
No, no, no,
you
no.
could, but
You,
this
yeah.
is like a nice 9 by 13 pan kind of dessert.
Right.
Okay.
And then that's going to sit in once you put it over your filling. You are going to refrigerate that for 12 hours. But
Okay.
now you don't want to make it way far ahead. You don't want it to sit like for more than 24 hours
Right.
because it'll start to break down your meringue base in
Okay.
there.
Ooh, this is technical. Okay.
It
All right.
is,
We
I'm
can do
telling
it.
you. And then now your cherry berry topping is easy. All it is a can of cherry pie filling. I would add fresh cherries to it. I would just get some pitted. I would pit my cherries and get some fresh ones. Teaspoon of lemon juice and 2 cups of sliced strawberries.
Strawberries.
Striced. Yep. 2 cups of sliced strawberries. Now, 4th of July. This is what we're aiming for, is 4th of July. It is not in the recipe, but go get you some blueberries and sprinkle on top of that. I wouldn't mix them in with your pie filling. I would do it so you've got a clear,
So you can
blue.
see
It's
those
not coated.
blue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I
So.
think that's definitely how your mom made it one, because it was 4th of July and she did a blueberry cherry mix.
Yeah.
It's really good. And it cuts,
Oh, perfectly. It's
yeah, it
just,
cuts. You
yeah.
can do little squares and, because it's all refrigerated meringue, so it makes these nice. It's really pretty. Oh my goodness.
I know, I just ate some the other day.
How
So good.
dare
So
you?
good. Well, it was my mother's birthday and her bridge club. She had bridge club on her birthday.
So
And
she made her own dessert?
she made cherry berries on a cloud. Well, one of her little bridge, she asked me to make some jalapeno poppers. So I took those over. And when the little bridge ladies came in and she said, "Now, we brought your mama a cake." And I didn't have the heart to tell her, honey, it's taken her 3 days to make this.
No. Well, they would. That was nice of them. They wouldn't have thought she was going to make her own. I guess
I
because she
know.
was hosting. She was
Yes,
hosting.
she
Oh,
was
I
the
see. So when
host.
you
Yes.
host, you make the goodies.
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Well, that's what she wanted for her birthday was
Cherry
cherry
berries on a
berries.
cloud.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what she should have. So
Yeah.
that's awesome. Yeah, it's worth the
It's her
effort.
show off. That's her show off cake right there.
That's a
Yeah.
showstopper. It is. It really is. It's very good. Awesome. Okay. Are you ready for my top three?
Top three.
I am ready for your top three.
Okay, first things up, I ordered a new pair of sunglasses from the company is called Shady Rays, and they're advertised on, again, Instagram. You'll see them if you, I'm sure it'll show up on your phone now. And there may be some other brands that are kind of doing this similar thing, but I got the Shady Rays, and they're the new thing of their aviators, which we love. We love a good aviator, mm-hmm. but the nose piece doesn't catch in your hair.
Oh, that's nice.
Right. I mean, what's the thing we hate the most about aviators? Is that because I put my sunglasses on my head all the time.
All the time.
And they catch and they rip and they tangle and they hurt. So these are like the nose piece is instead of sticking out from the frame, it's just kind of connected in with the frame. But they're still the classic aviator. And they came right before. I wasn't sure if they'd get here. I ordered a pair. They're navy blue aviators. I mean, they're dark, yeah, navy blue, very thin, like metal, like very nice lenses, really lightweight. Like lightweight, they don't slip down on my nose. Like they're pretty great. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty happy with them. Shady Rays. They have a bunch of different styles of different glasses, but I really was there for the no tangle, rip your hair out aviators. The next thing that I really love is it's my favorite creamer I've been using for a while. It's just the Nut Pod creamers. You can get them on Amazon. I was really happy. I thought of it this week because our grocery store, you know, the Schnucks I told you mm-hmm. that was remodeling at Christmas, which nearly drove me over the edge. But it's all remodeled, and so everything's – and they've never carried them. And they have – you know, there's all these cases of these creamers. There's creamer. There's all these different kinds of creamer, but like – the reason I like this one is it's a combination. I think it's almond and coconut milk. There's no sugar. I think they might have a sweetened version, but I don't want any sugar. I didn't want any dairy for my creamer. I was just trying to keep away for a little bit. And since I don't have sugar in my coffee anymore, I have substituted with doing a little bit of that. But it's very good. They have flavors. They're not super strong, but like I like the cinnamon swirl flavor. They've just got a vanilla. They're very basic, but they're very good and like a healthier option. And they had them at my Schnucks, and I was very excited. So get you some.
You actually left one at my house when you were here, and I finished it. And it was delicious.
Yeah, they're good. And I feel like it's really good for you. Not that the dairy's, I don't have any issue, but sometimes dairy can just be hard on your system. I was just trying to, I really like them. So Nut Pod creamers. And then the last thing was the Old Smoky pecan whiskey, and that's just about all I can say about it. I was treated to it by some friends when I was visiting Joni down there. They brought it, and I don't remember who brought it, but someone did. And the brand is Old Smoky, and it also was at my Schnucks, which made me very happy. And it's a delightful toasted pecan-flavored situation. It was real good. So that's it. That's my top three.
Top three. All right, so, chickadee.
All right, we're taking off early in the morning. So by the time you all hear this, I will already be ensconced in my Florida residence and hopefully be at the beach. And see you later, suckers.
See ya, sucker. Wow.
Goodbye, suckers.
I still have a few things to do, but I'm trying to decide what I want to do. If I want to drive to Nashville and get a hotel room, or if I just want to leave at, you know, in the middle of the night and just drive straight to the airport, because our plane leaves at 7:30.
Yeah. Okay.
And so we really need to be at the airport by 5:30, which means it's about 2.5 hours from here.
Yeah.
And then you got to get dressed.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I vote for the hotel room, but I don't think my vote counts. So, and I know that can be, there's a ton of hotels up there by the airport, though. But then you got your, I guess you're just leaving your car there because you got to get home.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Well, you all will figure it out. I mean, you've got lots of, who's coming with you that day? Who's flying with you? Just Caleb?
Caleb, Ron, Caleb, and my mom.
Okay. Gotcha. So four of you. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
And then JB will fly the next day, I think, and John Garrett's flying out Friday.
Okay.
Bless his heart. He's going to be worn out.
He is. He really
is going to be worn out.
He is. You know, you have that break in between terms and you're just tired already and now he's going.
Well, and then he leaves. He has to be back. So like early Sunday morning.
So, oh, good grief.
I know. So I'm basically going to be taking him back to the airport in the middle of, right. You know, we'll be up for the wedding and go to the airport to drop him off. So,
oh my goodness. Y'all, we appreciate it. Thatcher appreciates it. Oh, my tooth didn't fall out of my head.
Maybe your tooth. All right. However, John Garrett will be dancing, so everybody's teeth may be at risk.
Oh, that's true. To wear like a hockey mask. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you have a great summer week, and we will talk to you real soon. Goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn dog.
All right, I'm gonna go do something. I don't know what I gotta go do. I gotta do Amazon freaking returns today. I've got boxes piled on my table, and I'm like, I'm getting all these out of here and returned because Mama needs the money back in her account.
That's right.
I ain't playing.